First, picture a nursing home. The whitewashed walls and shining tile floors, that scent of industrial-grade disinfectants. Main Street Assisted Living in Homer is the polar opposite of that. It's a house. In the center is a living room, and directly behind it, a full kitchen. Hallways to the left and right lead to bedrooms and a downstairs office. 75-year-old Lily Mann says she came to the center 7 or 8 years ago.
I was rescued by Adult Protective Services at the request of my doctor, who said that I was no longer safe to live at home. And now they want to throw me out. The state rescued me, and now they want to get rid of me, which is just mind-boggling.
Mann says before, she was falling and breaking things. She still has balance issues. She recently fell and hurt her foot. She also needs help with basic hygiene, things so personal she's embarrassed to discuss them.
I get help with bathing. I get help with taking care of my recurrent yeast infections, which I'm physically incapable of treating, of reaching and treating. I get help with working out with cleaning my CPAP machine. It's another situation where I can't stand up long enough. Well, you know, they do the usual stuff. They carry away all the wet diapers.
Now she might lose it all.
I was just told that I was denied.
When Lily says denied, she's talking about her Medicaid waiver. Presently, the state uses 4 types of waivers. The one we're interested in is labeled 1915C, or just the C option. Seniors who use the C option choose to live in their own home with a personal nurse or in an assisted living home, but they must be eligible for institutional level of care. Simply put, they have to be able to gain admittance into a nursing home even though they are choosing not to live in one. Brian Richardson is CEO of Immediate Care, a company that provides assisted living services to clients across the state.
In 2013, there was a change in the Alaska state regulations, and what the industry believes is the interpretation of a certain 2 sentences in those regulations has led to people being declared ineligible for nursing home supports and therefore ineligible for these kind of home and community-based services.
Senior Disability Services, or SDS, Director Dwayne Mays disputes Richardson's claims. He says the department is controlling the Medicaid waiver program just as it was always meant to. But one key development gives the impression that more denials are being mailed than should be.
There were lawsuits from a long time ago, years ago, specific to our personal care attendant program and our Medicaid waiver program.
According to Mays, those lawsuits challenged SDS's methods for assessing individuals' eligibility for the program. The appeal process the department provided people who didn't agree with their assessment was also under scrutiny.
And so we resolved those lawsuits. So for literally a period of 7 to 8 years, we were unable to remove anybody that no longer met level of care from our waiver system.
Mays says it was about 3 years ago that those lawsuits were settled. That's around the same time Richardson says there was a jump in the number of people found ineligible.
I think that's probably the impact that people are feeling is now when we do our job and we determine if a person continues to meet eligibility for the waiver program, if there's a significant change for the better and they no longer meet eligibility, then there needs to be, we need to address other types of services for those individuals.
Waiver recipients go through an initial assessment when they first apply for the waiver and they are reassessed annually. Caregivers and residents at Main Street Assisted Living think the assessments don't go far enough. They say they only focus on physical abilities, like can a resident feed themselves, can they turn over in bed, or go to the bathroom alone. Mays defends the assessment. He says it's the same process the department has always used, and the department's findings are reviewed by a third-party contractor. There's one more check on the process. People deemed ineligible are guaranteed an appeals process. Right now, Lily Mann is in the middle of appealing her denial. She's gotten help from an attorney with the Office of Public Advocacy. The owner of Main Street Assisted Living says 9 out of her 15 residents are at risk of losing their waiver.
They're going to be dumping a lot of people out. I can't go back to where I was living. I guess I'd just be competing with everybody else for a senior apartment or something like that.
Even if Mann finds a place, it's unclear how she'll pay for it, let alone get the care she needs. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.